How can you help it? If you would open your copy of the Word of God to Luke chapter 6 this morning, we continue on in this account of the gospel from Luke chapter 6. This morning we'll give our attention, Lord willing, to verses 43 through 45. So let's hear the Word of God now together. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. A good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. The evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let's pray. Father, you are great and glorious, and we praise you in the name of Jesus, your Son. We praise you by the power of your Spirit at work within us, and it's for his help we ask now, Lord. Would your Spirit come and open our eyes, open the eyes of our hearts, that we might see you for who you are, that we might see your word, that its light may shine into us, and that we might hear it, that we might trust it, that we might obey it to the glory of your name and for our joy, we pray. Amen. Well, on our yard, we have a whole bunch of trees. And in one particular spot on the yard, there's two trees that are standing fairly close together. And in spring, on both of those trees, we see flowers blooming, different kinds of flowers. And then, during the year, there's fruit on those trees. Different kinds of fruit. The one tree is an apple tree, and so there are apples on it. And the other tree is an ornamental tree, so it has little fruits that are like apples, but they are not delicious for eating like apples. They're a different kind of fruit. And it's a similar idea, these two trees, that Jesus uses in his instruction to us this morning. Jesus teaches us this morning from the concept of trees and their fruit. So as we turn our attention to the passage this morning, I want you to keep in mind those two trees. We're going to come back and visit them a couple of times throughout our time together here this morning. And we're going to see what Jesus has to say about them. As we turn to this passage here, it's apparent in verse 43 that the first thing Jesus is telling us this morning, the first thing that we need to notice, is that fruit proceeds from nature. Fruit proceeds from nature. That's the first thing that Jesus tells us here this morning. In verse 43, for no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. Fruit proceeds from nature. That's the first thing that Jesus is teaching us this morning. And we see that, pardon me, fruit proceeds from nature. When we visit those trees on my yard, one of them has apples on it that you can take down, that you can eat. They're delicious. They're yummy. And that other tree has fruits on it, but you take them down. They're bitter. They're not useful for eating. And the tree with the non-useful fruit has that fruit because that's the kind of tree it is. And the tree that has the fruit that's delicious and useful and you can eat has that fruit because that's the kind of fruit, that's the kind of tree that it is. Fruit proceeds from nature. It's not the other way around. Fruit doesn't determine the nature of the tree. You don't take an apple and go put it on a tree and then say, therefore, because now this tree has this fruit hanging from it, that tree is an apple tree. No, it's backwards. It's the other way around. Fruit proceeds from nature. Identity precedes action. What something is ultimately results in what that thing does, what comes out of that thing. And Jesus is applying this principle to human beings. And as we turn our eyes to the scriptures, we see this is what God has taught us from the beginning. That's how it works with human beings. Nature is what determines fruit. Identity precedes action, and fruit proceeds from nature. Fruit proceeds from nature. Before we can understand the fullness of what Jesus is teaching, even in this beginning image, we have to add one more level. You see, Jesus teaches us that humanity as it stands is binary. Is binary. You notice in the parable, there's only two kinds of trees. Because there's only two kinds of people. On the face of the earth, there are two kinds of person. Later on, we'll see that as Jesus turns to talk more directly about people, he talks about a good person and a bad person. They correspond to the good tree and the bad tree. There are only two kinds of trees. When we talk about humanity and we talk about nature, Jesus is going to fill it in a little further, and he's going to remind us that when we talk about human nature, at the center of our human nature is the concept of the heart. The concept of the heart. So when we say that there's two kinds of trees, therefore two kinds of people, and that fruit proceeds from nature, when we talk about a tree, this kind of tree produces this kind of fruit. And now we move to talk about people, this kind of person has this kind of heart, and this kind of heart produces one kind of fruit. And then there's another kind of person that has this kind of heart, and from that heart proceeds this fruit. Two kinds of tree, two kinds of person. Good trees and bad trees. Good people and bad people. That last description might make some of you kind of scratch a little bit. I thought that we understood the biblical teaching of total depravity. There's only bad people, right? Well, the Bible does teach that everyone, by nature, because of who we are in Adam, is originally a bad person, a bad tree. So you think of different descriptions of this throughout the scriptures. Perhaps we could just drop in on Ephesians chapter 2. 2 for a moment. Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to see that Paul, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, speaking out scriptures, the words of God, agrees with Jesus. There's only two kinds of people. Nature precedes action. Fruit proceeds from nature. Ephesians chapter 2, and you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Here we have the description of humanity apart from Jesus Christ, who we are by nature, bad trees. Bad trees can only produce bad fruit. But I said there were two kinds of tree, two kinds of people. So if everyone is by nature, because of who we are in Adam, children of wrath, like the rest of mankind, then how can there be two kinds of trees? How can there be two kinds of people? Of course, Paul continues on to describe that in Ephesians chapter 2. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Do you hear all the different components of this image that Jesus is using here in the gospel present in this passage? We have two kinds of people, two natures, and from those natures proceed fruits in the life. On the one hand, we have those who are walking in trespasses and sins, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, living in the passions of the flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind. And then we have the good trees, made alive together with Christ, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so we should walk in them. We have two kinds of trees. We have two kinds of people. Fruit proceeds from nature. Now, as we talk about what the fruit is, we want to emphasize with Jesus the fundamental difference between the fruits. So we're not talking about fruit on the one hand that's really sweet and lush and delicious, no bruises, no bumps and stains, and on the other hand, fruit that's, you know, it would be okay, but it's got some bruises and bumps and differences. No, as Jesus unpacks this image, look what he says in the passage. As he continues on in the instruction, going on into verse 44, he says, "For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor grapes picked from a bramble bush." So we have fundamental differences here. Brambles and thorns produce brambles and thorns. And then you have fig trees and grapevines producing the good fruit. good vines producing good fruit and bad vines and bad trees producing bad fruit. Fundamentally different here. It's not something that's sort of like in between and close together and kind of good and kind of bad. We have polar differences. I think Paul shows us that also, as in that Ephesians passage. We see that we're talking about two starkly contrasted things here. Fruit proceeds from nature. Fruit proceeds from nature. But the principle that Jesus draws for us from that reality is that fruit also then reveals nature. If fruit proceeds from nature, then at the end of the day, fruit reveals nature. We see that here in the phrase, there is known. Look at verse 44 again. For each tree is known by its fruit. Remember the stark contrast here. We have two polar opposites. We have bramble bushes and thorn bushes just producing thorns and brambles. And over here, we have a grapevine and a fig tree producing edible and useful and delicious fruits on this hand. And Jesus tells us because fruit proceeds from nature, fruit reveals nature. Fruit reveals nature. So now let's go back to the trees in my yard there. We come and we walk up and we look at them and we see up at the top there, there's an apple. And so I send my four-year-old up to the top to get the apples. That's what we do. I got videos. And then he throws them down. I catch them. It works really good. I can't reach with the ladder. It's too hard. So you send the four-year-old up the tree and he throws the apples down to you. And then you take that apple and you look at it and you take a bite. That's an apple. That's a good apple. And what does that tell us then? We can be confident that we ate that apple. It's sweet, it's delicious, it's nutritious. It proceeded from what that tree is. And then the tree is thereby revealed as a good tree, as an apple tree. Go to that other tree that's close by it, and you find those little guys on there, and you pick a bunch of them off, and you throw them in your mouth. You make a face, nibble on it a little bit. It's not good for food. You just throw them at each other. That's what that's for. You know, you just bombs away. It's not useful, but again, we can see by the fruit of the tree what the nature of that tree is. The fruit reveals the nature of the tree. Now, where does this land for us here this morning? I want to have two main applications that I think proceed directly from this image, this instruction. Fruit proceeds from nature. Fruit reveals nature. The first application to us is the call to examination. And then the second application from the final verse is the call to cultivation. Examination and then cultivation. Examination calls us to ask this question: what kind of tree? What kind of tree am I? What kind of tree? There's only two kinds of tree. Jesus exemplifies this in many different ways. We see these binary things illustrated again and again. Whoever's not with us, Jesus said, whoever's not with me is against me. There's no neutrality in the world for Jesus or against Jesus. When the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords sits at the right hand of the Father as he does now, there's only two kinds of people in the world in relation to that. Those who have bowed the knee to King Jesus Almighty, those who confess Jesus is Lord, and those who do not. those who profess another Lord, those who serve another Lord, those who rebel against the one who is king. There's only two kinds of people. So this passage calls us to examination, most immediately self-examination. You remember what Jesus taught us in the last section of the passage. Let me just read it again. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, verse 41, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck that is in your eye out," when you yourself don't see the log that's in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck that is in your brother's eye. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its fruit. Jesus is teaching us that there's only two kinds of people in the world. What kind of person are you? Start with a fundamental base. You started as a bad tree. No matter who you are in here, no matter where you are now, you began as a bad tree. You were conceived as a sinner. That's the clear teaching of the scriptures. You were by nature a child of wrath. But the question that you ask yourself is, what kind of tree am I today? And the place that you need to look to determine that is to the fruit. The place you need to look is to the fruit. Remember, we're not talking about fruit that are sort of close together, but one's maybe a little bumped and bruised and one's all shiny and firm. No fundamental differences. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5 for a moment. Galatians chapter 5. Paul, again, he's drawing these competing pictures. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, he tells us the works of the flesh are evident. A bramble bush and a thorn bush are obvious because of the fruit they bear. The fruit they bear are brambles and thorns. The fig tree and the grapevine are obvious because of the fruit that they bear. They bear figs and grapes. Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul's just told us again, those who do such things, those who are defined by these things, the works of the flesh, will not inherit the kingdom of God because it reveals their nature. They're children of wrath. They're not good trees. Take the contrast. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Jesus calls us to self-examination in light of these realities. You see there the bulletin, the front of the bulletin, 1 John 3:9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. And he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Nature precedes action. The fruit proceeds from the nature. Therefore, someone who has been born of God, who has been given a new heart, who has been given a new nature at the core of who they are, cannot keep on sinning, cannot be defined by those works of the flesh that Paul laid out for us. If that is a description of your life, then you're a bad tree. And you cannot protest and say, no, that's just the fruit, but it's not who I really am inside. My life is marked by these things. It's marked by gossip and slander and backbiting. It's marked by fits of jealousy and rage and clamor and strife, sexual immorality, envy, idolatry. But that's not who I really am. And Jesus is saying, no, a tree is known by its fruit. These things ultimately reveal who we are. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. Every one of us, myself included, as I was preparing this passage, we need to ask ourselves, what kind of tree am I? What does my fruit say? What do my loves say about my nature, my desires? What do my actions say about who I am? This passage calls us to examination in light of the Word of God before the Spirit of God. And this is a grace. This is a grace to you and to me. Because here's the thing. If you lay yourself before the Scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit by His Word to show you what kind of tree you are, and He reveals to you by your fruit that you are a bad tree, you have just been shown by the only being in the universe who can take something that is by nature a child of wrath, by nature a sinner, by nature a bad tree, and turn you into a good tree. You've just been shown by the Holy Spirit of God, the one who takes hearts of stone out and puts hearts of flesh in, that you have a heart of stone. You ought to want to hear that from Him, because He promises to make you new by His power. Come and ask Him to do that work in you, because here's the alternative. Here's the alternative. You see all this bad fruit, and what are you left to do but go around on the ground and, oh, there's an apple. Let's just try to hook it on somewhere, and there's an apple, and I'm going to try to hook it on somewhere else, and I just try to get these apples off the ground, and you're left to focus on the result of nature and try to grab those works and pin them to yourself somehow, which you cannot do. You cannot do it. Whether those things all externally look like good things, the Bible teaches without any question that unless they proceed from a heart that's been made new by the Holy Spirit, unless they proceed from a heart that's abiding in the vine, Jesus Christ, John 15:4, unless they proceed from that, they are not good. And you can keep trying to attach them to yourself for world without end, and you will never make the tree good. But God can make the tree good. So run to Him to be made good if you indeed are not. Examine yourselves. If he reveals to you as you lay yourself before the scriptures that not in any kind of perfection, but in reality, your fruit demonstrates the newness of your nature, that you indeed are a good tree by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you live in that life-giving union with Jesus Christ, then celebrate his grace and then move to cultivation. Cultivation. This is where we'll end this morning. Turn back to Luke chapter 6. Turn back to Luke chapter 6, verse 45. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Proverbs 4 tells us to guard the heart above all else, for from it flow the springs of life. The heart is at the center of the nature of the human being. The evil person has evil treasure and produces evil from it. The good person has good treasure and produces good from it. So, brothers and sisters, as Jesus has been instructing us through this passage, here he first teaches us that the fundamental question is what kind of tree you are. And that can be known by the fruit, and it's determined by God. Can be known by the fruit, but it's determined by God. You don't make yourself a good tree or a bad tree. But then, as good trees, we see this principle operating here. The good heart has good treasure that overflows in good. And so what our attention should be turned to is not first to that fruit, but to the place from which the fruit proceeds. The Christian life centers on the inside out, not on the outside in. When God changes us, he works from the center out to the external things, never the other way around. And so you don't focus on trying to get those fruits just right first. You first give your attention to your heart and its treasure. You give your attention to the Word of God revealing the glory of Jesus Christ in the gospel given for you on the cross, that you might be justified by faith in him and in him alone. And as you behold Jesus, as you treasure Jesus at the center of who you are, then in the external aspects of who you are, the fruit will inevitably come out. We must give our attention to the treasure of our hearts before we give our attention to those external places where the treasure's revealed. It doesn't mean that we never pay attention to that. We're told right here to pay attention to it in terms of you'll be known by your fruit. It doesn't mean we never hear a command for the external and obey it. It just means that we remember that that cannot be the starting place, because the nature determines what comes out. That action can only be good if it proceeds from a heart that's in living union with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. If it's not connected to the vine, John 15:4, if it's not connected to the vine, that work, though it may look just like the neighbor's, is worthless. Whatever does not proceed from faith is sin, God says in his word. So we must cultivate our treasure. at the center of our being. It's no wonder then that Paul in Colossians tells us that we should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, because it's at the center where the treasuring must happen so that the fruit can flow out from that. There's many different areas where we could apply it, but one of the areas that it applies is in how we shepherd our children. How we shepherd our children, what we want ultimately to see from our children. We are called to enforce particular patterns of behavior. That's absolutely right and good. But we need to be reminded that ultimately what we want to see are good trees born again by the Spirit of God. What we want to see are children who treasure Jesus Christ in their hearts and obey from that good treasure. Let's pray. Father, would you enable us now under your word to make this examination in our own souls, Father, by your Spirit. And Father, as you do this, would you make known to us, in light of the clear teaching of your word, good tree and the bad tree. Father, would you reveal yourself as the one who makes bad trees good, who changes us from the inside out. And Father, would we be a people who increasingly treasure at the core of who we are, your Son, Jesus Christ. And as the good treasure wells up inside of us, Lord, would it flow out for us, for the world to see, giving glory to your name. Father, we ask that you do this in Jesus. Amen.